Hello everybody, it's Timmy and Sheyi once again, your two favorite podcasters. We are here to make your life better this December. So Timmy, Wagwan, how are you doing? What's going on? Don't tell me that nonsense. I'm not happy. Kinikon. December is not kinikon. My fault, yeah.
No,
so please.
Actually, it's the opposite.
Good. I love that. I love it.
It's the opposite of that. I had the best week of
really?
My life.
When?
Don't worry about that. This week.
This week that we just finished.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about it.
I had the best week of my life, and it was fun. I realized that you actually don't need alcohol to have a good time.
That's a lie. Timmy, there's literally alcohol in your front.
No, it doesn't matter. Like right now, I'm having alcohol in my front, but like,
you don't need alcohol.
You don't need alcohol to have a good time. Trust me, drugs is enough.
Wow, you had me in the first time. Had me in the first.
But, like I went out, and for the first time in my life, I went out and I didn't drink.
So that now you lived my life. What is like?
That's not your life, shit. You don't like.
I go out all the time and I don't drink. I just take lime and water and I'm good.
You don't even look like someone that takes lime and water.
So how's your December going now? Are you enjoying
it's
it?
It's been alright, actually. It's been fine. I mean, I never expected it to be this good, but
look at us.
Look at us. Although I did lose my sunshades one point.
How?
Some point. I went out and I lost my sunshades.
You had so much fun.
Yeah, I had so much fun. And so, do you know the fun party? If you go to a party and you don't remember to touch your phone. So, if someone's at a party and you check their Snapchat and they're posting, the person's not really having fun like that. But if someone's at the party and you don't hear from them.
See me, you are using format. That girl, as you have ghosted that girl, you did not send her any Snap. You are now coming here to tell us that, when you're having time of your life.
If you don't hear from them, just so that they're having time of their
life. But that's actually true though. When someone is really enjoying,
they won't have time to touch their phone or anything. But it was a good week. December has been good. How's your December? How's your liver? First of all, I need to ask that question.
My liver is still functioning to my greatest surprise.
Yeah, you're not doing enough.
I've tried.
You're not doing enough.
My good is not yet better.
I will need your good to be better.
You see this last week
and your
that
better
we have,
best.
This last nine days.
What's the plan? So, is it this week that we are going for? Is it this week?
Which week is what?
We are going for South.
Yeah, it's this week. That's Friday. But I feel like this week is going to be have a slow start because I'm going to be home and they know me as a man of God in my house. So I cannot show my true colors. So I'm going to be taking Coca-Cola, Fanta, those good things. But by Thursday, inshallah, I'll be there.
I don't stand a man that, you know, he cannot hold his ground when his mom is looking at him in his eyes.
No, you know, in this life, you have to fake it until you make it.
You know, when I was 16,
okay.
Right, let me share this story.
Share it.
Carry a big bottle of whiskey.
And it's not your dad's.
I told my mom, say, look, woman, I'm going to finish this bottle. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
Obviously, she called my pastor. But I finished the bottle. And that's the moral of the story. She.
I can't do that. My mama didn't feed me. I can't do that.
You need to be able to do that and say, you know what, mom? I'm going to bring two girls to the house.
Wow.
I am going to shut your mouth.
Okay, I'll try that. Okay. So today we have a guest.
Yeah, we do.
We have somebody in the building.
So do I get to hype this guest or you want to do the honors?
You do the honors because I'm bad at hyping people.
My middle name is Hype Man.
Let's have it.
So this guest that we have in the house, if they count all the stars we did in the sky, you know, shine, reach out.
Woo!
Now from far, don't they see that shine when they come? I see that Christmas decoration. Actually, our guest.
Can you imagine?
Alas. This our guest, the shining star.
One.
Rising star.
A two.
Morning star.
A three.
Dear guest, as we have hyped you, kindly hype yourself and tell us your name and, you know, maybe one fun fact about you. Or two. I'm in a happy mood. I'll take two.
Hi, everybody. My name is Esther. Fun fact about me. I don't know what to say.
The IP does. Apart from
the fact that I'm fine, we know that already.
Okay. What else?
Is that the only fun fact?
So you don't, there's nothing.
So it's only five faces you're bringing to the table.
I think that's enough, actually.
Ah, that's enough. I'll take it. So we have Esther in the house, and actually, it's been a while we had a guest.
That's how you, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm excited. You know what? Before the year runs out, let's get you. We know you can't see us. You can't see the pretty lady in the house, but we can see
us. Can see the handsome man. You know that we are handsome.
Yeah, I mean, you should know that already.
But yeah, so Tim, what are we talking about today?
Right. So right. Let's just jump into it. Right. So today we'll be talking about online dating. So yeah, I know this is your own. This is your bread and butter.
You got me. You got me.
I know this is your bread and butter, so I'll let you have it.
What do you mean, have it?
I mean, I'll just keep quiet and let you talk.
I will talk all through, just me and Esther, I'll just be talking.
Yeah, just both of you. Matter of fact, let me
turn off your mic.
Let me turn off my mic and then allow people to talk.
Okay, yeah. Online is online.
First of all, I'm not even online. I don't have Instagram account.
Tell me why you lying.
I
don't do Facebook that year.
Okay, you don't catch me.
You don't do Facebook that year.
I did Facebook, but you know, I didn't date. I was just, you know, I was messaging very messy. and Carlos Pion. And Chris Brown. So did you do that year?
No, I don't do that. We've said this before now. I don't.
No, funny how you know those accounts are fake. Obviously, there was one time I messaged Messi and he replied me.
And he was begging you for money.
I didn't know Messi speaks English. And the guy replied me, he said, good morning. I said, what's going on? So Shay, this is your bread and butter. What do you think of online dating?
I think online dating is the norm now. Everybody's online, so obviously you meet people online. That's all I'm going to say for now. So, Esther, what do you think?
I don't see online dating as a big deal. It's not a bad thing, yeah.
It's a good thing, matter of fact.
Yes, you can meet your lifetime partner online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So did you do that to Good Love that year?
Yes, I did it too.
And how did it work out?
Breakfast.
Just breakfast from Tugo.
Yes,
sir. I still remember my Tugo username. If Tugo ever comes back,
they never left. He never left.
If Tugo ever comes back, I'm going to open a Tugo account. But so do you feel online dating is a little bit better than like physical dating or like physically seeing the person?
I think what you're asking is meeting somebody online versus meeting someone in person.
Yeah,
I feel like the advantage of meeting online is it seems that there are more options. How do I put that? Is you can meet somebody that you probably not see until you die. For example, now if there was no online, you probably not meet some people in your life. Like, you probably not see anybody in your life because the chances of you seeing somebody is lower in person. But online, like, there's more options, there's more people, you can connect to more people. So I feel like that's one of the advantages of online dating. You can, or that fine girl in your area that is doing shakara for you, you can be like, get out of here.
Don't worry.
I'm going to look for my Latina woman online.
Ooh.
So yeah, that's what I think.
But Shay, do you think online dating is the same as you've seen someone before? Say, for example, someone is your friend in the past.
I'm a catfish deal.
No, I know. Like, someone is your friend in the past, you guys have met before, and then all of a sudden, you guys went like 5 years without talking. Then you reconnect online and you start talking and you date. Is that the same thing as online dating? No, online dating is specifically, you actually have to meet that person online.
I think that's also online dating, because you are kicking it off again online without necessarily seeing them. So in a way, it's online dating, but I feel like the main thing is you meeting them off. You don't know them before, you don't know their daddy before, and you're just meeting them randomly from maybe Snap or
I can meet them on
TikTok or whatever.
Do people meet girls on TikTok?
Esther, what do you think about? Do you think it matters meeting somebody online and kicking it off, or like you prefer calling my number from the ATM, or when I'm in the bus stop in the morning going to work, approach me?
Both are fine. Yes.
So you are come. Oh, my tante here.
Yes. Now, like online dating too, there is no big deal. Even meeting physically, there's no big deal too. You get. But me, I think I'll prefer physical meeting. You get, like, you get to know. How will I say it? Maybe love at first sight or something. You get. But online dating, I have this belief about online dating that you can just text any random girl, like.
So if you be cruise,
you get. But physical, I think physical meeting, maybe when you see this person, you can know that this particular person, I really do like this pink. I want us to take this friendship to another level. Do you get online dating? Like, mama, Ryan Sherini.
So Esther, sliding into DMs, like multiple DMs, does it count? Does it make me? I'm just trying to weigh my options. Does it make?
I'll see you as an unserious person.
How would you know I'm sliding to other DMs? You won't know.
Well, I won't know.
Exactly.
But if we have a conversation, if we have a conversation and you later told me that you've been into other people's DMs, I'll see you as an unserious person. I will not even want to go further with you.
What if you see me physically and I'm toasting other girls? Would you know that? It's the same thing now. You would not know now.
I wouldn't know. That's why I'm saying that once I know at a point, we'll still have that conversation. You still tell me. You will still jab up for my hand.
Okay. So have you ever done online dating?
Yes, I have.
How many times?
Once.
55 times?
No, ever. No, now. Once.
Was it to go?
No.
Or Instagram?
Instagram.
So did you ever like see this person, or it was just like online?
We later saw. Yeah, and the relationship was 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
My child.
Yes. We didn't see for like 6 months, 1 year.
So does it naturally mean that online dating is long distance in a way, Shay?
I don't think so, actually. I think online dating is just how you meet.
Okay.
And you kick it off online. Like, initial stages. The attraction is kind of online. Then by the time you see each other, it's just the final icing on the
cake. Like, you know each other already.
You know this one where you are already saying things in the messages, that when I see you, I will do this. You're already making mouth. Yeah. Like, you do all okay. those. You cook.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
cook in the DMs.
I can see what it's doing.
So by the time you see each other, walk, don't say.
Straight to action. I know
so, and sometimes too, so online dating too leads to long distance because maybe you connect to someone and they are not actually in your city. Mm-hmm. Like, it's possible that that happens where you just meet someone. Like, it just feels like that you're person, but unfortunately, there's distance too as well. So, I think that also happens with, you know.
Because I usually have this notion that most online dating are long distance because if someone is in this city where you can actually see them,
what's the point?
What's the point of texting or FaceTime? Exactly, you can just go see
them. So I think in a way, online dating relates to you don't have access to seeing them physically,
yeah,
as much. So yeah. So what problems do you think online dating can cause in media and starting?
Well, the one problem I think online dating can cause is the fact that, see, we live in Nigeria, right? Network is horrible. So MTN can decide that, you know what, I'm not going to give this person network.
That's why you only online date women that have maybe Wi-Fi in their house. Mm. How about that?
Oh, yeah, you don't catch me for that one. I'll go find another one. Another problem already. Another problem in online dating is that if your love language is physical touch,
yeah,
right, you might want to seek... Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's cheating though. Okay. You might want to seek that physical touch in someone else that is closer to you whilst you are still dating online your partner. Chicken. And that doesn't sound like a problem, but some people it is a problem. Right, so say for example, you're someone that likes going on dates, you're someone that
some people do all those online dates now.
Some people do it.
And they watch Netflix, they will start the film at the same time. I've seen it before.
Yeah, okay. I actually have done it before.
Can you see your life?
But relax. I've done it before, but then like, I mean, sometimes you also want that intimacy with your person.
Physically.
Physical touch with that person. So sometimes, I mean, you're dating someone online, you're talking, you're texting, you probably use mouth to feed each other.
Yeah, I've used mouth to do everything.
If they say they have people bump picking online, I'm going to bump picking. You've used mouth to finish everything, but you've not seen each other. You've seen each other maybe once or twice. Somebody did it last date and went to see the person. At some point, you always want to spend time with that person. You always want to.
But you built the attraction and it's already there. I feel like that's the main thing.
Yeah, you are. So one thing, one advantage I would actually give of online dating is that by the time you get to meet the person, you don't have to do all those. What's your favorite color? What do you like?
Has it happened before whereby you've cooked online and by the time you meet them, it's just not the same vibe? Esther, has that happened to you before?
Like, you guys were vibing online, you were texting. The guy is fun to chat with.
No, it has not.
But at the end of the day, when you meet him, like, why is this guy such a
boy? It has not happened to me.
So all the boys are sliding to your DMs. As they talk out, that's what they do.
Yeah, vibes are always, you know, top notch.
Hmm.
Yes, we always click.
No worry, I'll slide into your DM. And by the time you now see me, my baby. But Shay, so what's your biggest fear in online dating? Do you have any fears? Like, you want to slide into this girl's Instagram and you look at,
yes, let me think. I think one thing is some girls don't plan on actually seeing you. They just want to
use
for your attention.
Wow.
So that's one. I wouldn't say it's a fear, but I've noticed that some girls wouldn't have boyfriends or partners, but they would still be open to like dating people online because they feel like, oh, you not see me now. There's nothing. Exactly. They just talk. Maybe to just talk and reply to message. So rule number one for the niggas out there. When you are talking somebody, to make sure you see them ASAP so you know that they are serious with you.
Shay, what's the
I don't care if they're in another country.
What's the time frame? You start talking with someone online.
Tomorrow. If I slide into your DM today, by tomorrow we should see. I don't have time to be telling you how was your day.
Once you slide in,
come
like,
and see me. Let's
WYD.
See. What I don't care. I feel like it's very important. Unless they're outside of your country. And if I'm outside of your country, what's the point? Like, no.
So have you ever tried like doing online dating with someone outside of your country?
Unless maybe you have visited the country presently.
Hmm.
So for example, if not, I'm going to be in Ghana next week.
You're not start looking for Ghana.
When I get to Ghana.
Are you sure? Are you sure you get
to... When I get to Ghana, when my location have changed to Ghana.
Before you, because Shay,
what?
Let's not wash our identity.
When I get to Ghana, automatically I will meet some new people there, and then from there, friend of a friend will look at another person. Let's say I have a guy there, will tell me this person, then you talk to one, then before you know, that's it. So yes, rule number one: make sure you see them here. See. So because some girls do, and if they bill you, say no.
Funny thing is, I actually think I do that too, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, I talk to people and I know that I won't see them.
Well, that can happen to us. But like, you might bump into somebody's profile and it's
interesting.
It's just interesting, yeah.
And then you guys,
like, for example, I've seen someone's profile, like, maybe she has a really nice voice or she's playing like a really nice instrument, like piano or something. I'm like, wow, this person looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know, like, you're not going to see.
You're not going to see. Like, but you just talk.
Yeah.
You guys just vibe.
I feel like that's another good thing about online is you can connect with literally anyone. Like, you might see somebody's tweet and just resonates with you for no reason, and then you just try to connect with them. So Miss Esther, are you the one of those girls that can shoot their shot? Or you are the one of those ones that they'll come and meet me instead of my spec?
I don't chase, I attract. DMs,
I don't think I've ever done that.
You've never done it?
No.
You've not seen one cute bubble on Instagram. You're like, no, let me.
I would rather keep that to
let
myself.
Me like two of his photos. So maybe we notice me.
Yes, I've done that. But I've never like entered the person's DM.
Why?
I have pride.
Even though
I be spec now.
Because I know I be saying the shine. Don't miss it, make you know slightly to into boys DM.
No, I can't.
So you've never done it?
No, I've never.
You've never? Okay.
I always feel like I've stooped so low.
Okay.
I've gone low to do such a thing too.
What's the lowest you've gone? tell us. Don't worry. It's a safe space. Don't worry. The lowest?
Wow.
I can't remember.
But I know I have and I regret it.
You know, since you do for love. Since you do for love. I know. I've been there.
You know how it feels.
I've been there.
What's the problem with that? Why, like, for example, Esther, you said if a guy moves to you, and you would have a problem with knowing the fact that you moved to other people too as well. But I did not know you that time now. I'd like, why are you expecting me to only move to one person?
To move to one person. So if I'm going through Instagram now and I see a girl's profile and I'm like, oh my God, this girl is so pretty. And I'll be like, let me just DM her. Obviously, she will not be the only girl that is pretty on Instagram.
Just like if I'm walking down the road and I see a fine woman and we talk. She's not the only fine woman I've seen that day now. So is
your own take if this guy sees me as pretty, he should not talk to anybody else? Or should not tell any other person that they are pretty until maybe I decide I'm going to date him or not. That's your.
It depends because a guy. One thing I think I know about guys is that if they are seeing a girl, like a particular girl, maybe today, they will know if they want to have something serious with that particular girl. But if, how would I say it? If a guy wants to like flirt, he's not ready to be serious. That is when he'll be saying you saw a pretty girl today, you saw another pretty girl tomorrow.
Talk to me.
So you get guys always know that this particular girl where I did DM or where I see today, I think we can have something, maybe we can be in a relationship. But if you see a guy with a joke from one girl DMs another, is that not serious?
But what if all of them are fine? And I can have something. But I can't put all my eggs in one basket, you know that, right?
But you two as a girl, you are responding to all the guys that are saying.
Yes. You two are responding to all the guys.
What makes you think I'm responding to all the guys?
What makes
in
you
my
think
DM?
I would think you are responding to all the guys?
Oh my God, Timmy.
What makes you think? Because that's the thing. So the fact that you're DMing a girl and she's texting you quickly, she's replying you fast, doesn't mean you are the only one that she's replying. So why should she be the only one you're texting? I don't catch you.
You don't catch me, you're letting me surrender.
So that's the thing. I mean, it doesn't matter online or physical. You can't just be talking to one person until you find what you want.
Even after you found the person that you like, you guys will still be in other girls' team. That is how guys act. And one thing about a girl or girls is that when we like someone, we focus on that person.
Yes. Lamba.
I'm serious. We don't give room for other men. Yes.
You know what I'll do? Let me know when you are in a relationship. I will not DM you that time. Where you will respond to my DM or not.
I will, but I'll put it on a friendship level. It won't go like further. Like will not go further.
See, let me tell you, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. What if your current relationship doesn't spoil? You know I'm gonna start from ground zero. It will take me a long time now. So let me just keep some people that I'm DMing on the side.
Okay.
By the time my relationship fades out.
As God we have it.
I can slide in the next person on the list to number one.
You see, that is why guys move on faster. Because you people always have one girl that is always
But girls
ready.
Too always have one boy that
no,
is always
No, we
ready.
don't move on time. We always take time for move on. Yes, we always take our time.
It's because you're looking for Uber, you can have
So another thing I want to ask is are there ways to make online dating work? Like, are there things you need to do to kind of help? Like, do I have to set up my profile in a certain way? Should I go and hire rent motor so that they will think that I have money?
Okay.
So they will know that I respect. Like, are there things that I can do to make?
So I think one thing that you can actually do to make it work, this is not like 100% advice that would actually work for
them.
Then
don't say it.
But something that would actually help you is make sure you have, if you're dating someone online, mm-hmm. make sure you have like multiple sites.
What does that mean?
That you talk on. to the person on. So, for example, you met someone on Twitter, for example, now, and you guys start dating, or say, for example, you start talking. Go from Twitter to Instagram. Have them on Instagram too.
Usually, if you go from Twitter to WhatsApp, he always dies.
No, I'm saying like this. I'm talking about someone that you're already dating now.
Okay. Yeah.
Go from Instagram to have them on Snapchat. Have them on.
Have WhatsApp, them on LinkedIn.
Have them on LinkedIn. Have them on. So, for example, like I'm serious. So, if
what
you
does
see,
that do?
So, if you see, say for example, you see something funny on Twitter, right? You can send it to them. If you see something funny on Instagram, you can send it to them. If you see something funny on LinkedIn, so it's not going to be just one platform. You get so you guys can even have multiple conversations.
That thing is always.
I've been in situations where I was talking to the same person on three different apps.
It's always nice for the first 2 weeks.
So
after 2 weeks, you're blocked.
So I mean, that's just what makes it interesting. So make sure that you have them on multiple platforms, so you can also monitor them as well.
Add me. TV.
So if she's posting on Twitter that, you know, this and this and that, like she's coming to WhatsApp to lie, like she's not lying. You can see how on Twitter that maybe they're online, like, and for Instagram always tells the truth. You will see that green dot like this. So if she's coming like she doesn't
hide your last scene on
if she says she doesn't have data and you are seeing the green dot,
you know that she's not for
lava. So that's one thing I think you can do to make online dating work. So what do you think you can do to make online dating work? First of all, have you even done it online? I've asked you.
You don't ask me, and I've answered.
No, I did not ask you.
Okay, what was the question? Ask me the question.
Have you done online dating?
What's your definition of online dating?
You were the one that defined it.
I don't remember. I think I have actually.
You have?
Yeah, you like meeting someone online and dating. Yeah,
online
I have.
Dating. How many times?
I can't remember. I can't remember the number of times.
So it's been a lot.
Not a lot, but like it happens. Not dates might not lead somewhere tangible. Yeah, that happens. Yeah, it is what it is. What's the other question?
How do you think
it can make it work?
Yeah.
I think find ways to spice things up.
When you say spice,
because I feel like it gets boring.
What you mean?
It gets boring when you just keep texting all the time. Like, every day, good morning, good night. Like, I'm tired. So, I think one thing is to spend time away from them, actually. It's very easy to text somebody. Spend time away from texting them. Like, have your own schedule. Don't text them from morning to night. Give them time away.
Make yourself scarce.
Not make yourself scarce, but have your own life. So if you text in the morning, like, how's your night? How's your day? Talk, leave them alone till night. So you have something to talk about. So you can then have like a normal conversation. At the end of the day, in between your day, you can send them something spicy while they're at work.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
See, girl, like, just play, look for things to do. You can watch movies together. All those ones that you used to pause. I've not done it before, but you can pause movies together, or you can play games together online. You can, you know, FaceTime. Just switch it off. Not texting.
All
that
kind of thing.
So yeah, I think that helps solidify the whatever you people have, whether it's relationship or not.
And I think another thing to do is ensure that the earliest opportunity to see them.
I don't think you need SD.
Just do it. Even if you have to pay for flights.
That one, I know cost me down. How many people you go pay flights for team?
That's how I'm only talking to them. As I'm only talking to one person.
Esther, I have a question for you. If you are talking to a guy and you just met online and everything is going well and he offers to fly you out, would you go? Let's say the guy is in... Timmy, give me one country.
He's in Spain.
Okay, the guy is in Spain. He's speaking Spanish. And he's... And then, you know, you guys are talking for like, let's say after like a week, and he was like, hey, mommy, I want to fly you out to Spain. Come spend like a week with me. Would you go?
At first, I'll be skeptical about it.
Why?
Because I've not met him before. I don't know the kind of
person. That's why you want to go to Spain, to go and meet him.
I don't know the kind of person he is. Maybe he's a ritualist or something.
They don't used to do ritualism. They don't used to do ritualism in Spain.
No, don't say that. Oh, I don't know the kind of person he is. I don't know. How will I say? I don't know him.
Okay, what if he's Abuja to Lagos? If he's not Spain to Nigeria.
Abuja to Lagos. Same thing.
So anything outside of Lagos, you cannot do?
I don't think so. He has to come down first.
Okay.
So if I meet him and I get to spend time with him and I know the kind of person he is. I know if you see someone for the first time, you cannot know who
but you have seen him on FaceTime. I've seen him on video call.
I mean physically, not online.
Sorry.
If I see him physically and I study him and know the kind of person he is, then if he says I should come to Abuja, I might just use more mind to go.
But you are in love with him. You know those kind of, by the first 1 week is always the best 1 week. Like, if he asks you to marry himself, you marry him in that first 1 week.
I will.
Okay. Timmy, I have a question for you.
What's your question, boss?
So the Spain guy, if you are the Spain guy, would you offer to fly a girl out to come see you?
I mean, I fly girls, you know. I feel like I'm not with his spade.
What you fly guys out?
I mean, to me, it's like all the time, man. It's my bread and butter, are you? So, obviously, like, you meet someone off the internet, you're looking good, you see the shape, you see, and you guys vibe, you enjoy the conversation. I mean, like you said,
yes, what she gonna put out the Tesla?
I just see, I got check visa requirements. Do you have your passports? I've just booked the flights. I mean, obviously, I don't have any issues with that. But you know, sometimes it gets scary. Tell you what. So it's happened to me in the past couple of months, right? You meet someone off the internet. I don't know. So everything is going so smoothly.
Yeah, like,
wait, like, person is giving you all the green light. I'm like, wait, what?
And it's too easy.
What's going? Road free, no police. Like, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
What's wrong with that?
What's
like,
wrong?
Like, exactly. Like,
is there something wrong?
Like, yeah, overthinking.
My risk cannot be this good.
Why are you doubting yourself?
Like, sometimes I just be like, so smooth. So, say for example, if I'm texting someone and then everything is going so, and then she, all of a sudden she's now suggesting that I fly out. I will not fly out. I wait more. But if he's giving me tough time and I see more smoke,
men love problems.
No. It's the truth. Like, I need to know. It needs to cost me.
No.
What does it cost me? What does it cost me to get this? And you can't just like. I mean, sometimes it's all right. It's okay. But sometimes 50-50.
It's the opposite for me. Like, if you are stressing me, then I'll just.
No, you don't have to stress me too much. Just stress me.
I mean, I expect everything to be easy. Like, if I send you a message 2 o'clock, by 2:01, you should be in love with me already. That's what I expect.
So, Esther, have you been in a situation where a boy texted you and 2 o'clock he texted you? 2:01. You don't like him already?
No.
So you let him walk? You make him walk?
Yes.
Ha. Why? Why do you want to stress him?
How would I just like a guy within how many minutes?
But so could you do this thing that if someone texts you on Instagram, you first go look through their profile?
Of course. Yes.
That will not determine whether you reply the message or not. Or you still reply on the
letter. Some people are not photogenic. But if you get to see them,
like me,
you like them.
Like me. So if you go to my Instagram, that's not the real me. If you want to see me, let me fly you out.
So some people are not photogenic, but when you get to see them, you're like, oh, this guy is not photogenic, but it's fine. Real life, you get so.
Okay, I see what you're doing. You want them to come and take you out. That's why.
No.
Okay. Wow.
Maybe. So you don't see me like a ghost.
Add me in the first half, I'm gonna lie. So should we jump into our nuggets? We didn't give nuggets last week.
I feel like we did. We did. You enjoyed December so much. You don't even remember what happened to you.
I mean, it's been a lot. A lot of things have happened in December that I will keep under my tongue. That I will not say. But Shane, where should our listeners find us?
How many times I won't tell you?
That's true. I've actually enjoyed December a little too.
See, we hope you'll be able to make it to next year and resume
working. I'll be able to make it to next year and resume working. And I'll be there on the 29th.
Yes.
I'll make it to 29th. I'll.
You Tim, you're not going to see Roddy Rich. We do not go and see Roddy Rich.
Roddy Rich, you call.
Eh?
Roddy Paul.
What about Shafe or Davido?
Nah.
I think Davido was yesterday also.
Nah, I'm not.
I wanted to go for Davido.
Why didn't you not go? What was the excuse?
Insufficient funds.
I can't balance.
I've overspent my December budget already.
I mean, that's 60 million. First of all, I spent like 7 million on our party, and you know, it's all right.
Okay, so nuggets, right?
Yeah, before we go to nuggets, we did give away.
Yeah, obviously, the winners know themselves.
Yeah,
those of you that were picking nonsense, you people,
but again,
it's fine.
I was offended, she.
Why?
Like, I mean, these are simple questions, you know? These are just simple questions.
We want to be able to succeed.
Yes.
We want to give you our money. Like, the money is too much.
Too much.
Out of our December budget.
This is too much, Abeke.
Power, it's too much. You want to give you all our monies.
And then, you know. But again, congratulations to people that won.
You know, you've heard Bagam. You have heard Bagam already.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, you know. Bottoms up.
Yeah. I want to do bottoms up, actually. This December, I want to actually do a bottoms up. I'll finish a whole pile of.
You know those ones in American movie where there's like a keg?
Yeah.
And then they are pouring.
Yeah, that's the one I want to
Then they will not be upside down.
Yeah.
Timmy, you know, you wake up. You spend like 2 weeks in coma if you try it.
I have the body for it. That's what I'm working out. Okay. So I can do things like that.
Me, I don't close for the
year. Let me first test that. Let me come and report you to everybody.
Okay. No, nothing that anybody can do for me.
Yeah, but I will report you nonetheless.
Okay, go on.
Bodybuilding is bodybuilding is not something you can take a break from. It's something that you have to consistently do.
I'm happy with my body.
Now, my co-host decided that he wanted to help his year 2 weeks before.
Yes.
And she stopped going to the gym. So, she, let me now tell you. See that 2 weeks that he's not come.
Uh-huh.
That's when all the girls with big, big bob is to come.
I'm good for them.
That baby you talk, say this.
Woo! She came. When I did not come.
Every day.
Damn.
She wear these tight leggings like this.
That's where you come in. That's why I have you. I have eyes on the ground.
I'm seeing for two.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. But let's just jump into our longest. Shay, what, well, Esther, starting with Esther. Esther, what do you have for our listeners? What's that, you know, sure to us, you want to give them?
Word of wisdom.
Words of wisdom that they should know as we are closing out on this episode.
Don't fall in love.
Men
has come.
Hey God. What's going on? What's going on? Why did I start today?
Men has come.
Why did I start with Esther today? What do you mean men has come?
I used to
not us though.
Me and Timmy were the best men.
Matter of fact, actually, one of my friends is getting married and you know what you made me? The best man. Because I'm the best man.
Wrong person.
Matter of fact, I would rather be the best man than be the groom. That's it. That's what I have for you. See, what do you have for us?
What do I have for us? Let me think. So yeah, look before you leap.
Whoa.
Look before you fly that girl out. Look, be sure before you go carry your money run.
Okay, that's true.
Before you go send transport fare today, when you go come.
So, Kings, let me just give you advice. Don't send transport fare. Book the Uber. Don't send transport fare. Never send transport fare.
Matter of fact, if she cannot come to her house, to your place, or wherever you people are meeting,
yes,
without money, yes, cut her off.
Yes, exactly. And if her bum is big enough that you can't cut her off, book the Uber. Don't send that transport fare. Just book the Uber like that. But have you been seeing the Uber prices again?
I can't relate, unfortunately.
But people have been complaining about
I've seen like screenshots of like people getting like 25k from.
So I was in Lekki a couple of days ago, and you know, like I was coming back, and we had a couple of people that couldn't make it back with us. So they wanted to book Uber, and then they were checking prices from Lekki to where we stay. It's about 15 grand.
How much is Lagos Uber now?
How much? The new road. It was like 15 grand.
It happens every December, actually. I feel like it's on purpose. Like, yeah. It's probably they do it on purpose.
I mean, they just don't want people to go outside. I think I have an idea. A startup idea. I'll pitch it to you later.
It's enough of your startup ideas that you have pitched to me on your life.
I have it. This one will work. Okay. This one will fly.
Okay. Give us your nuggets. Make me the go away.
So my nuggets is this. As year is coming to an end, you need to review all the things you've done this year and find out ways in which you can actually be better for next year. For example, you were drinking 2 barrels of alcohol every month, and then your life has not gotten any better. You need to review the amount of alcohol you drink. You need to increase it to like 7 or 8. Say for example, you were carrying 2 bodies every night, and look at your life. You spent all your money. You need to review it, maybe one at a time.
So they go be suck out.
So that's what I have for.
All right.
So, Shay, we have one more episode before the end of the year, right?
Next 2 weeks. They'll see us in next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks is not the end of... Next 2 weeks is next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at God. Yeah, you see us. Very soon.
We'll cook something.
Before you open and close your eyes.
Aye. It's again.
So, that's it. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. It's been a wonderful session.
It's been a wonderful one.
With Timmy and Esther.
Why are you saying with Timmy? Am I not always here?
Okay, I forgot. But yeah... listen to our previous episodes. Check out on Spotify, AudioMac, Breaker, Google Podcast, exactly. Apple Podcast. Check out our socials too as well. Those of you that miss our giveaway because you're not following us,
don't miss this.
Follow us on.
We have another one tomorrow.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at IndieMiddleFM. Check out our website, IndieMiddle.fm. Check out our YouTube, our TikTok. Check us out everywhere. We're everywhere. And then we'll see you soon.
See you soon. And when you go home for the holidays, don't forget to listen to our podcast. I mean, it's best to listen to podcasts during the holidays.
When you are washing plates.
Yes. When you've gone home, after you've cooked for the
all
entire
of
family.
Your Instagram body. Now you are washing plates, yes, in your parents' house. Look at you.
But we'll come again in 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks now or 1 week? Let's find out.